I trust the movement. I negate the chaos. Uplift the negative. I'll show up at the table again. Welcome to Grassroot Ohio. Conversations with everyday people working on important issues here in Columbus and all around Ohio. I'm Carolyn Harding, and today I'm talking with Teresa Mills and Nick Teddy, two of the organizers leading the charge in Ohio to fight Ohio's Senate Bill 33. This ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council-based law, will criminalize our First Amendment right to peacefully assemble and to free speech. Bills of this kind have been introduced in various forms in 22 states and passed in 9: Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Missouri, Indiana, Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota. Will Ohio be next? Teresa is here in the studio, and we'll talk with Nick from Coshocton in the second half of the show. For over 20 years, Teresa has worked as a grassroots leader to help communities to find their voices, analyze data, and develop strategic plans. She began her activism career by shutting down the Columbus incinerator, which was polluting her neighborhood and was later defined as the largest emitter of dioxin in the country. Teresa also founded Buckeye Environmental Network, a statewide coalition of grassroots focus groups. And today she works with the Center for Health and Environmental Justice to train and assist grassroots leaders across the country. Teresa also coordinates Center for Health and Environmental Justice Small Grants Program. And this doesn't even cover the half of it. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you, Caroline.
So good to have you here. So personally, I got to know you when I started learning about fracking in the huge onslaught of the industry coming into Ohio. And you seemed to be all over the place, and people knew about you and were getting information from you because you're quite a sleuth. You know how to research and get information from databases that a lot of people have a hard time finding. And in fact, you've helped the Columbus Community Bill of Rights and groups all over Ohio, specifically fractivists, because we needed data, statistics about frack waste, the amount that was injected into, you know, injection wells or landfills. And you give us updates every so often, but I know that's just part of what you do. And I am wanting to know, and the listeners may want to know, why you are leading out in this fight against the Ohio Senate Bill 33.
Well, Senate Bill 33 is one of the most outrageous bills I have seen come out of the General Assembly. They will have normal everyday citizens become felons. You know, citizens, there's not a specific, the law is vague. Okay, the bill is very vague. They say that you can be charged for, They say that you can be charged for you can be penalized for breaking the law. Mm-hmm. Someone can recover damages, but they don't say what the damage is. Is it a dollar? Did you walk, you know, in and trample their grass? Or was it $1 million? There's no difference in the bill. So the fines and the penalties are outrageous. A state group or any group can be fined double the amount of fine as an individual. So if you were to go and, let's say, decide to have a rally, mm-hmm. and let's say we had a provocateur come in and actually cause trouble, get arrested, and because you sponsored the rally, mm-hmm. he could be charged $10,000 in fine, but you could be charged $20,000 or $100,000.
Is this any rally, Teresa? Is this any peaceful protest, or is it specific at certain locations?
It is. Well, that's... It's, they say, the critical infrastructure.
And what is critical infrastructure?
And they list like 73 different structures that mm-hmm. they consider critical infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
They consider a phone pole, a telephone pole, a critical infrastructure.
So no one can protest at a telephone pole, and they could get a felony?
Yeah. Well, and here's one of the things I see, and they keep saying that this would never happen, but if you post, a lot of people post things on telephone poles like garage sales or lost puppies, mm-hmm. stuff like that. They say that they wouldn't hold that. They wouldn't arrest someone for doing that. But mm-hmm. what makes the difference if it's someone posting a lost puppy or us standing in front of a telephone pole protesting?
Okay, so this is about freedom of speech and peaceful assembly. Mm-hmm. And who is the inspiration behind this ALEC-based bill? What can you give our folks a little bit of understanding of what ALEC, why they're involved in this, and who's sponsoring these bills in all the different legislatures?
Sure. ALEC stands for the American Legislative Exchange Council, mm-hmm. and that's made up of large corporations. And if you really look at the critical infrastructures, you will see that most of them deal with oil and gas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your pipelines, it's your frack pads, it's anything to do with oil and gas is considered a critical infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So what they don't want to happen is what I guess they're trying to avoid is the protests that happened like in
Standing Rock,
the Dakota Access Pipeline. Mm-hmm. So it's the pipelines. But, you know, in Ohio, we haven't had those types of things. So this is a bill looking for a problem. And it's a problem that we don't have in the state of Ohio. So they're just trying to, there's a law or a part of the law that is the chilling doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does, it actually, citizens become afraid to actually participate in their own democracy,
right,
to participate, you know, in public, in civics. And so this has a very, very good chance of causing a huge chilling effect. People will be afraid, and that's exactly what they want.
Well, it's already passed in other states, and people have been charged with felonies for protesting peacefully at infrastructure. And I think folks beyond the oil and gas activists should be concerned as well, because this has a broad scope of what it covers.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's absolutely
people that are protesting for any issue.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I mean, our country was based on protesting,
right,
and standing up and fighting back and right, speaking out. So
right. It's you know, it's the same thing that happened at the Boston Tea Party.
Mm.
People were protesting illegally there, but it came out all the better for the country. So
exactly. What needs to be done regarding this bill? What can citizens do to help, first of all, get more aware of this mm-hmm. bill, and also to fight it so that it doesn't get passed? I believe that the Ohio Senate has passed it so far, and now we're waiting for the House to.
Correct.
The House
Correct.
Needs to present it and then go into committee and then send it to the General Assembly, right?
Right, right. But we are in an emergency situation because it has passed the Senate.
Yeah.
And it has already had its sponsor testimony in the House, and it's already had the proponent testimony in the House.
Oh, it has.
So we've got basically one shot. So people need to get on board now. The train is leaving the station. If you don't jump on board, we are going to be faced with a horrible, horrible bill. And unions better step up, because it's going to affect them too. And we have seen no sign of any unions at the State House on this.
And the unions, I mean, the unions have been in the foremost
for absolutely.
Protesting for their
absolutely.
Rights, for being able to stand up and to picket
right.
and all that.
That's how they got where they are today. That's how they became so large, because they became so effective And they did it through protests.
Protests. Peaceful protests.
And we need them. Yes, we need them.
Okay, so Teresa, what can citizens that are concerned about this, where can they get information and what's coming up? Like, there's an event coming up. Give information about that.
Right. There is a Educate Your Legislator Day on September the 19th. We will be at the Sheraton, where we will hear from different speakers, and then citizens will go and talk to their members of the House of Representatives. So jump on board that. Call your legislators. Call your local officials also, because they should be in there saying, no, we do not want this for our local citizens. We will not enforce this.
No.
You know, and the... the gentleman that, and I use that term loosely, but the legislator that introduced the bill is Senator Hoagland,
right,
from Southeast Ohio. Okay, he is, in his district, is going to have the petrochemical hub. He's going to have a lot of different things, and he's going to make money off this because he has two security firms himself.
So
you know, to me, that's an ethics issue. So
it's a conflict of interest.
A conflict of interest is also ethics. So
yeah,
he should not be able to make money off of this.
So this is the Sheraton downtown, right next to the state house.
Right.
All right. Is there a website that folks can go to that they can get this information?
I hate to give the website because I know I will get it wrong, but when you speak with Nick, Nick can give it to you.
Oh, I think
it's under CECA.
It's CECA, which stands for Coshocton Environmental and Community Awareness.
Right.
And that is www.cecaware.org. So, folks, if you are wanting to stand up for your right to peaceably assemble and to have free speech when you dissent on laws that are being made, please check out. Come to the State House on September 19th. Which day is that? Is that a Thursday? Or not sure. Okay, we'll have to look that up. And get information about this at cecaware.org. Okay? And Nick Teddy will be on in the second half, and he'll be able to give us more information. I want to ask you, Teresa, you've been in the fight to protect communities, children's health, local efforts for a long time. We see that the Ohio legislature is severely anti-regulation now. It's getting worse and worse. What do you recommend or see that we can do to change this downward spiral?
We need to change the face of the State House.
And that means?
And that means electing politicians that actually work for the public and not the corporations. You know, Ohio is a captured legislature. It means that the corporations have more say-so than citizens do, and we need to change that. If there's a politician in the House or the Senate right now that is not working with citizens or for citizens, get them out of there.
And one more thing, Teresa. What gives you hope in these dark days?
What gives me hope? That I have seen, for quite a while, I have seen the movement, the environmental movement, kind of taking a rest. You know, we used to do a lot of things at the State House. We used to hold all kind of rallies and protests and have, you know, the Grim Reaper, and we would bus people in. And that kind of went away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it coming back, and I think it's great. You know, I'm just as guilty as everyone else. Everybody always says they took away our voice. They did not take away anything. We gave it up. And until we go in there and take back our voice, just as you did, Caroline, when you testified before them, until we get in there and take back our voice, we've only got ourselves to blame. And I will not leave this movement blaming myself for anything.
I hear you. I'm with you, sister. Thanks for being here, and I'll be there for that legislator, Educate Your Legislator Day.
Right, right, exactly.
All right, thank you. You're listening to WGRN LP Columbus, 94.1 FM, and streaming worldwide at WGRN.org. I'm Carolyn Harding with Grassroot Ohio Radio and Podcast, and I'm talking with Nick Tetti from Coshocton, Ohio. Nick Tetti is a former middle school teacher who is serving as the board president of CECA, Coshocton Environmental and Community Awareness. He is a longtime advocate for the environment, social justice, and peace. Currently, CECA is hosting an effort to educate legislators about Senate Bill 33, a bill before the Ohio House that will criminalize dissent and intimidate organization and opposition by grassroots groups against the fossil fuel industry. He is organizing the upcoming statewide Educate a Legislator Day at the State House on September 19th. For those of us who are not Ohio citizens, who are not literate, give us a good location where Coshocton is so people have an idea, a visual idea of where you are, Nick.
If you know where Zanesville, Ohio is, we are just sort of northeast of that.
All right.
And, yeah.
So, Nick, why have you taken such a strong stand in fighting the Ohio Senate Bill 33? But before we answer that, I'd like to ask you, what is going on in Coshocton? Why did you, what caused you to create this grassroots group?
Well, it wasn't my effort alone. It was a number of us who have been working on social justice issues here in the county. And we got together because of the fracking boom. And our community, our state, but our community in particular, was targeted for waste disposal. And I'm sure everyone knows that Ohio is the sewer for all of the waste that is being produced in the Marcellus and the shales here around the state. It's not just Ohio's waste that we're accepting. It's West Virginia's. It's from all over the country, from Pennsylvania. And we have one of the biggest injection wells in the state. And they've already pumped 500 million gallons of oil field waste underneath our aquifers. And they also are, they took two of the three wells that were doing that, and they converted them to Class 1 non-hazardous wells. So there's going to be even more waste coming in. Different waste streams are going to be entering our community again. So what we're trying to do is lay down some opposition. And we've tried before in the past to ban injection wells, and it seems like by the time we get to the point where we have to say stop this or ban this, we're already playing in a rigged game because they have changed the rules. This isn't like the 1960s anymore. Mm-hmm. They've pretty much captured the regulatory commission, agencies. They're loaded with pro-industry personnel so that their jobs depend on them facilitating the industry rather than protecting people. They've also captured the legislature, especially at the state levels. Mm-hmm. So we're playing in a rigged game here in Coshocton, and all of us who are opposing issues, whether it's pipelines, whatever it is that we're opposing, it could be trying to get medical care or health care. It could be other social justice issues, not necessarily just the environment, but pretty much we are working uphill now. Mm-hmm. And what we are trying to do is to bring a bunch of diverse groups together to oppose not just Senate Bill 33, but to start to fight back against this whole agenda that is being pressed onto our legislators and our policymakers by the American Legislative Exchange Council and other influence groups who are working to slowly and surely dismantle democracy in Ohio. Senate Bill 3 is an effort to criminalize dissent. When you put that together with things like voter suppression and gerrymandering. It's really, and computer voting, it's pretty much just another blow against the democratic process.
So, Nick, it sounds like your group is not just focused on the frack waste issue, but dealing with injustice and injustice in many, many areas. But you've formed because of these injection wells coming into your community, and you're really not on the eastern border of Ohio. You're kind of closer towards Columbus, and so the injection wells is what you're getting, and that's what Columbus has in its watershed, is taking this liquid toxic radioactive frack waste. So are you hoping that this Ohio Senate Bill 33, if we fight it and we pass it, we can still protest? Is that what's going on? I mean, is it just a way to rally the troops and come together and stand up for our right to dissent?
Yeah, I think anybody that wants change, this bill is going to be a threat to them, because if they can start targeting grassroots efforts to express our grievances to our government, mm-hmm. and try to intimidate us with felony charges and bankruptcy, and hold us accountable for the actions of people who may not even be in our group, just because we happen to be present mm-hmm. at a demonstration, or organize a demonstration where someone else breaks the law. Mm-hmm. They're going to hold everyone accountable for that. That is pretty ridiculous. It's sort of a declaration of war against anybody who wants to oppose
stand up
the gas and oil industry.
And what about union members? I mean, have they taken a stand? And this will impact them as well, right, Nick? What is the take on the union members that are in your community?
Well, I think that this hub in Ohio, or this hub in areas where it's desperate, people are desperate for jobs, mm-hmm. the unions are trying to probably look at this as job creation. If you're looking at the plastic hub that's being built, I understand that they have the welfare of their members at heart, but the problem is it's one of these boom-bust cycles, and we can't afford another boom in carbon production. Every scientist who is working on every genuine scientist in the climate field who is working on this is telling us we have like maybe 11 years to start to reduce carbon production. Carbon emissions by about 45%.
Right, and Ohio is ramping it up.
We're putting it on steroids if we start this
with this Appalachian
production down on the Ohio River, because the feedstock is going to be methane gas.
Nick, are you talking about the Appalachian storage hub?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and so I see but we do have some unions that are on board. I'm thinking that we just had one today. Someone mentioned that we just had one today, but I can't remember the name of the union. It was I didn't have a chance to really go over the email thoroughly. But there are unions who are still in the vanguard of trying to work for social justice, as well as trying to save their membership.
Nick.
Now, I'm speaking as a former union president.
Oh, so you are.
Yeah, and I've seen the union movement just become compromised in a lot of different ways, mm-hmm. Because of the pressures, the pressures to give back benefits, the pressures to of the threat of moving jobs overseas.
Right.
They're in a bad position because of the policies that have been enacted.
Nick.
That are not only work against unions, but against working people in general.
Nick, I want to move forward with the event that you are producing at the State House. Can you let the listeners know what that event is, when it is, and what your ask is of the legislators?
Yes. Let me get, I want to make sure I have the dates right and everything. Yeah, this is...
September 19th?
Yes, it's on Thursday, September 19th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've rented a room at the Sheraton Hotel right across from the State House, 75 East State Street. We've rented their one of their large meeting rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'd like for groups and activists and people who are interested in democracy to do is to come there, and we are going to schedule meetings with our legislators.
Okay.
And we're going to go there so that they hear more voices than just the voices of the lobbyists who are working on this agenda that I was discussing earlier. So that's Thursday, September 19th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Sheraton Hotel, 75 East State Street, right across from the State House. And if you are interested in participating and raising your voice, leaving messages with legislators and their aides, bring written messages, bring letters, bring whatever you'd like, and we are going to let them know what we feel about Senate Bill 33.
And what's your website? Can they get more information there?
They can get more information on our website at www.seekaware.org.
Can you spell that out?
www.seekaware, C-E-C-A-W-A-R-E.org. You can go on there and you will find a registration form if you want us to set up a meeting with a legislator for you or your group. You will find information about Senate Bill 33, and you will be able to start networking with us. Hopefully we can start to form a more unified front and start to expose ALEC and the legislators and their records, and maybe even make this an issue in the next election, make the way the State House is operating right now an issue with all the dark money that is flowing into it.
All right,
and
Nick, we have to.
Thanks for supporting that.
We have to wrap it up. This is Nick Tetti from CECAWARE.org. And thank you so much for joining us. And it's up to us. Stand up, fight back. Let's transform our world. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Grassroot Ohio, 94.1 FM, WGRN.org. We air Friday nights at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can listen to all our previous shows archived on the top post of our Grassroot Ohio Facebook page. There's a time to listen and learn, a time to organize and strategize, and a time to stand up, fight back.